Everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is
Lifeler.
Now, it's pre-recorded. If you've been watching this show for any length of time, or you went back, you know, to 2013 when I started this project off,
got her in.
There's been probably a couple of hundred times where I've said the following phrase.
Got her in.
Everything is war. Okay, now, I have an army of naysayers. And I get all kinds of hate mail. Not as much of late, but in the past, most of it's the same crap. You hate your mother, you know, you hate women, blah, blah, blah. And I've had a few actually attack me saying I'm an idiot, you know, outside the military, life is not war.
Survive a war. You gotta become war.
I don't think those people really understand how the world works.
A World Without Men is an analysis of what an all-female economy would look like. As the war on the sexes crosses into its seventh decade and the intersexual screaming reaches a fevered pitch, did anyone actually take the time to see if women's original claim was at all in any way true? That women are not dependent on men? That women truly and factually did not need them?
No!
Ask and you shall receive. Pick up your copy of A World Without Men, an analysis of an all-female economy by Aaron Clary today. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the Meat Gazer box. Because if you don't, you're internalizing your misogyny, way.
Everything in nature preys and feeds on something else. Except for maybe plants. And they feed on sunlight, I guess, and use carbon dioxide. So I would say they're not in the equation. But everything else is. Now, on the board behind me, you will see a basic layout for a standard infantry ambush. If you're an 0311, 11 Bravo, 18 series, scout or armor, you understand how this principle works.
A what?
I have given this same class over 33 years, thousands of times. I have executed this mission, ambush, hundreds of times. And on a few occasions, I was there when it was done for real.
For realsies?
Now, for an ambush to be effective, you have to have surprise. Complete surprise. And you need to have your security, rear security, your support elements, and your assault elements. And one of the primary rules for an ambush, other than it being executed completely by surprise, when you do start it, you use your greatest casualty-producing weapon to open up the festivities.
Say hello to my little friend!
Now, I give a safety briefing at the end of each and every one of my live streams. As a former first sergeant, I used to give a safety briefing to my soldiers at the end of the day or the beginning of a weekend, leave, pass, what have you. And one of the phrases is maintain your situational awareness, because if you're going to be attacked, something in your environment will have changed, and it's up to you to see it.
One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong.
So I'm going to walk you through this real quick, like, all right? So the naysayers out there will finally understand that everything really is war.
A ver, ¿qué es lo que pasa con los alcaldes? ¿Qué está pasando con los alcaldes?
You'll see here behind me the arrow going from left to right, or, you know, your right to my left. This is your direction of travel. I call it line of travel. You'll see up here, everything is war, ambush operations. All right, here you have left security. All right, right here you have support. Now typically, again, support is going to be your greatest casualty producing weapons that you can use effectively from short to medium ranges. In the middle here, you'll see, this is your assault element. Over here you have right security, and down here you have rear security. You don't want anyone coming up behind you and catching you, you know, by surprise and ambushing you while you're trying to ambush somebody else. Believe it or not, that does happen. I've read a few instances during the Vietnam conflict, which went on for quite a long time, where this happened all the time. Now, left and right security, their job is basically to make sure that when the ambush is executed, nobody comes to the rescue or is able to interfere. And if the element that they're attacking is too big for your assault element, they just warn them to not execute. All right, now, you'll see here, these are medium machine guns. In my time, they're M60s. Now they're, I believe, M48s, you know, 308 platforms. And these here are Claymore mines, which typically you use, you know, to kick off the ambush, because a Claymore mine will destroy a hell of a lot of individuals in about half a second flat. Does it have a long range? No, but everything on the road is pretty much going to be in the kill zone, and you're going to have much better results. Now, if this sounds shocking to you and incredibly brutal, that is because it is. Straight up. This is savagery planned to surgical precision and executed with cracker jack timing.
One errant twitch and kablooey!
And typically after you open up with the Claymore mines and everyone and their mother fires on the kill zone, which is right here, the assault element will then go across, seize documents, weapons, anything of value, and they recede off of the objective, and then they DD Mao from the area.
What part of DD Mao don't you understand?
Now you're like, Pop, that's war, man. This, you know, life is not war, and this doesn't apply.
A bullshit.
Yeah, I've been doing war, studying war since I was like 11, 12 years old. I did everything in my power to perfect my craft up into fighting as a professional fighter, just so I could complete the puzzle or put all of the tools in place, making me the individual that I am. In fact, I've waged war, studied war for so long, I can do it on the physical plane, the psychological plane, and dare I say, the spiritual plane. Now, let's add in some variables that will add a civilian twist to this, so you'll see exactly what war is in the civilian world. Shall we? All right, so here we have left security. I'm going to pull this off. Okay. Instead of having an armed element securing the kill zone, you have her friends and family. And sometimes the soon-to-be ex-wife will recruit your friends and family. So you'll have friends and family on left security, and you'll have them on right security. All right? And the line of travel here, that's your life. That's how time works. You start off at A, you wind up at B. Not to be confused with the popular mechanics of the orifices of the body. But that's how it works. So she's not happy. You get the I'm not happy words or other warning signs, which will be covered at the end of this class. And you are basically being set up for life's greatest ambush, which is divorce or family court, loss of children, and the like. All right. Now over here, you have support. Now this is supposed to be your greatest casualty producing weapons. All right. So let's unmask these. Your support element in this life ambush called divorce or family court are called lawyers. They know how to navigate the system. They know how to pull the strings of the corruption. They know what to say in certain courts to get maximum chances of winning for their side. And dare I say, it is the equivalent of a high volume machine gun aimed directly at your wallet, your heart, and dare I say, your immortal soul. All right, finally, we have the assault element, which is family courts. And I say that because that's exactly what they do. You get caught by surprise on the kill zone. The lawyers open up on you. You're pinned down. And then family courts open up on you. And you go from being, you know, with your kids 24/7, 365 to 96 days or 96 hours or less a month. And 96 hours a father does not make.
Max, what do you want for dinner?
All right, rear security. That is her mom and dad and law enforcement. All right, because what happens if you say, go pound sand, I'm not paying your child support?
Well, here's what's going to happen.
Men with guns will come, put you in custody, and then throw you in jail. And if you resist, they will kill you. Thus, fucking war. Everything is fucking war. All right, now, the naysayers like, well, you know, you're looking at this with a very negative perspective. With the amount of men that commit suicide every year, this isn't a joke anymore. And I'm not even counting the guys who, basically died a long time ago and they're just waiting for the funeral. I would count myself among those individuals. And a lot of those guys drink themselves to death, get involved in drugs, or other high-risk activities that quite literally will see them dead because they no longer care.
I don't care. I just don't care.
All right, now, let's just talk about some of the warnings here, okay? So, I'm arming you with the information that quite literally will save your goddamn life, or at least keep this from being executed by surprise. Because it is a lot more devastating when it is executed by surprise.
But sex, but sex, but sex, but,
and if you're not familiar with my 80-80 rule, I've read quite a few studies and many, many articles, and I've talked to quite a few individuals involved in this horse shit. 80% of all divorces are filed by the woman, and 80% of the time, the man is caught completely off guard. Meaning, He just gets served with papers. You're out of the house. And they make all of these horrible accusations, which, by the way, if she wants the automatic win in family court, these are the Claymore Mines: abuse or sexual abuse. Because, you know, on the err on the side of caution, they're going to believe her and not him, because somehow that's written in the Constitution, which it isn't. But it's called the silver bullet or the nuclear option for a reason, because it almost always works. All right, so let's just run through this again. She's unhappy. She starts planning the ambush. She recruits her friends and family and some of your friends and family. All right, she gets her mom and dad to, you know, maybe support her or give her resources to set the ambush up, to put the lawyers in place and get the family court in place to quite literally waylay your ass.
Everybody got that? Good.
All right. Now, you're like, hey, Pop, what's going on here? Well, it's up to you to be cautious of your environment. If you're in a long-term relationship, there are things that always happen every day. Life has a pattern. You get used to it. All right. The thing you have to be wary of is being complacent of that pattern.
It is difficult to have a rehearsed routine to fit in with our own broken rhythm.
Because it causes you to drop your defenses, become, less observant. And they want that to happen. So first thing you need to be aware of are emotional changes with your significant other. Again, you're used to a certain pattern. And if that pattern starts to change or it abruptly changes, then you might need to look at her phone, talk to some of your friends and family that still talk to you, because that's another symptom here. We'll get to that. So you can say, hey, am I standing on the X? Am I in the kill zone here? You have to know this. The intimacy dries up. Like if you're, most guys, before you get married, you know, you're hitting it all the time. That is just bait sex to get you to say, I do. And then you inoculate her with wedding cake. She pulls the pin on the fat grenade. Her Bermuda Triangle dries up like the Sahara Desert. And the blowjobs, they become like New Year's Eve and birthday kind of things. It's very typical.
You know, they say good things come in small packages. And I want to come in your little box.
All right. But when that really, you know, falls out of the pattern, like say you're used to getting sex once a week or twice a week, and then all of a sudden it goes to once every 2 weeks for a while, then once a month, then it becomes once a quarter, twice a year. You're in a sexless marriage. You're on the X. Expect to claim more minds. Next, they play the blame game. Oh, I could have done this if I didn't get married. If I never met you, I could have done that. I couldn't have been a doctor. I could have been a contender.
Instead of a bum, which is what I am.
They're blaming you so they can attach negative emotions to you. That way you're easier to eviscerate and kill. Finances. None of this is cheap. All right, if you're one of those foolish mortals who hands over all of your pay to your wife and she pays the bills and buys the food and you get an allowance because happy wife, happy life, and you don't have any visibility on this, you are fucking up by the numbers. You are literally having sodomy in church with the priest doing CPR on the top guy's ass.
Now pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
That's what's happening. I've talked to hundreds of guys who were caught by surprise. They look back on their finances. Hundreds, if not thousands of dollars go missing over a period of 3 to 5 fucking years because they plan it out that long. And they can hide this. And these guys are just totally oblivious. And all of a sudden, she's got $5,000-$10,000 plus money for mommy and daddy. Sets up the support line. And you have lawyers putting down suppressive fire. And now you're stuck where you can only react, which is very expensive. Especially if you read my book on Amazon, The Warrior's Way and the Soldier's Soul. All right. Then you have the disrespect. Respect is a big thing in a man's life. All right. If you're a man and you have half a testicle still attached to you, respect should be probably in the top 3 things of your life in importance.
You know why? It was out of respect.
Again, you're stuck in a certain rhythm. You're used to getting certain monicums of respect from your significant other. And all of a sudden, you know, she's talking off the side of her face to you, making snide remarks to other people while you're there, or you're hearing secondhand from some of your friends that overheard her trash talking you at an event where you were not present. All right. That is another indicator you're getting bracketed to be in the kill zone. All right. Next here, changes in the routine. Again, life has a routine to it. Like you get up at a certain time, you go to work, you eat your food at lunch, which is usually anywhere between 1 to 7 different types of lunch that most people eat on the regular. Same thing with dinner. Maybe you go out to dinner once in a while, you throw in some dessert, and you start getting like, oh, I can't. I got to go to see Becky's house, or I'm going to go to night school, or I'm going to get another job, go to the gym.
I don't have firm breasts. I don't clean the area between my crotch.
All of that is a hint that she's setting up the brackets to put you in the kill zone. Avoidance. All right. Yeah, like literally, you go into a room where she is at and she just walks out. Now, typically, you'll see avoidance from a woman who has a little bit of guilt or, dare I say, shame in her upcoming operation that she's going to execute on you. And she doesn't really want to look you in the eyes. It's just that simple. That's why you avoid people. You avoid people because either you've done them wrong or you're going to do something seriously wrong to them and you do not want the repercussions bouncing around in your thinking meat. I think it's pretty stupid because down the road, that stuff does come back to bite them in the ass. It's called karma, which is real. Next, secrets. All right, now, again, you're in the rhythm of a long-term mirage or relationship, and you tell her everything, you don't lock your phone, and then all of a sudden, her phone is locked. Or a second phone appears. Or she will not leave that phone unattended in any way, shape, or form. You know why? She's setting you up. She's either got another penis on standby or she might have both. Penis on standby and you're getting set up for the ambush. And finally, you have family and friends who distance themselves from you. Now, this is one of the toughest lessons you're going to learn in life as a man. Is at that moment when you realize that you meant absolutely nothing to the people who meant the most to you. That's a tough pill to swallow. It is. And a lot of guys get red-pilled from that real quick. And I would dare say it might be one of the leading factors for self-deletion. Because you're like, I can't believe it. I did all this. You know, I sacrificed all this for this person. And all I got in return was a knife in the back.
When you look too long into the abyss,
The abyss looks back through you.
Happens all the time. All right. So anyway, this is my take. Everything is war. And gentlemen, I know what I'm talking about here. And I'm sick and tired of throwing you guys in the dirt because you're taking permanent solutions to temporary problems. So let's just say you do get caught by surprise and they take a huge piece of your ass and you're able to crawl off the objective with your life. You're still alive. All right? You can recruit more forces. You can call in indirect fire. And then you can counterattack, which I highly suggest you do. All right? Because guess what? Until you're able to do that, you're going to be living in a permanent victim mentality. You got to take that back. Get rid of that victim mentality and take your life back. A lot of ways you can do that is to chase your excellence, make more money, live like a goddamn king if you can, and rub it in everyone's faces. All right? And you can take that to the bank. You guys take it easy. We are done.